Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, man. I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Yes, I think it's okay to hate Duke.
Oh my gosh.
You've got the delay on. I just heard myself come from his laptop.
Well, at least we know it's working. The audio is working.
Hey guys, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com. I'm in the studios with myself and
me. The oily girl.
Wow. Did we start that way? You want to clarify that?
No. Let's leave it hanging. Reagan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Reagan?
I'm here. I want to hear more about this. Though. Maybe we should get some clarification.
We're talking about essential oils. Let me clarify.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Essential. I took a bath
the oily
today.
Girl. Okay. Well, hey, you know, to each his own, you know. Far be it from me to judge. Good night. Leave it to Lindsay to get us going, get us started up right. I love it.
Ron came in and said, hello, what?
Who said what?
Ron. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I just open my mouth sometimes.
Oh, phrasing?
Don't think about it.
You know,
gonna
I'm going to go ahead. We'll go ahead and start that. By the way, guys, this is episode 338. Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. For you guys out there that's wanting to put a dent in the universe and become an entrepreneur, this might be the show this morning.
It's up in the air at this point.
But, Lindsay.
Yes.
We had a caller or someone that came through Pure Chat, and they had just bought a car.
Oh, no. No, we're not going there, are we?
And and they noticed that the car would
oh, I get it now. It took me a second. I was like, what is he talking about? We didn't have anybody through.
They noticed the car would just sort of steer them if they got too far on one side or the other of the lane, and they would want to know if you could speak to, was
well,
is that wind,
it's what fall. okay, so we got a new car not too long ago, and I the first day that I drove it, what was that hurricane that blew through? Florence?
We've had Michael.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
I think it was Florence.
Okay.
Is it this one right here? Because it's pouring.
It's been raining. This could be another one.
It could be another one. I don't know.
Okay. The first time I drove our new car, it was in the middle of that Florence thing.
Okay.
And Justin was like, you know, did you feel the wind? And I was like, yeah. And he goes,
so this is Justin's fault.
Pretty much.
That you don't understand your lane correction system.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm driving and I kept feeling the steering wheel vibrate. And I was like, what in the world? Well, it must be this hurricane. Must be this big old car. And then it kept going on. And so after about a month, I don't drive very often, but every time I did drive, I would notice it. And I said, babe.
The wind is still blowing.
Every time I drive, the steering wheel vibrates. And he's like, yeah, that's because you're not staying inside the lines.
She thought the wind was, she's got one of those new vehicles like I do, you know, where it's that lane. It starts, you know, saying, hey, you're going off the road.
Did you immediately feel bad about your driving?
Oh, I already know my driving's bad. That was nothing new. I was just confused. Yeah. Like, why don't they tell you that your car's going to vibrate if you don't stay in the lane?
What I don't understand is everyone in the neighborhood knew about this. But it was to be kept a secret from me.
This is true.
Well, they knew.
Because I knew you were going to do
it. It would end up on right, a podcast. Right here on the podcast.
People, yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Now, I'm not even going to bring up the toaster.
Listen, I had never heard of that in my life. I thought it was broken.
I'm not going to bring up the toaster. We'll just leave that alone.
I knew about the car one. What happened to with the toaster?
Well, you can bring it up. I can't because Gina said you can bring one up, but don't bring them both. But if you want to bring it up.
I'll tell you about the toaster. Okay, so I was making toast for the kids last week or the week before. And, like, I guess I had too much coffee this morning because, like, I don't know where my hand spasmed and, like, dropped the toaster. And it looked super broken to me. And this is the toaster that my husband bought secondhand when he entered the Marine Corps.
Oh.
This toaster has had a good run, yeah, okay?
It's been there a while.
And so in my shopping group, I always, you know, just talk about life and stuff. And I posted a picture of my broken toaster. And I'm like, hey, it's been a good run, but we need a recommendation for a toaster. Mm. And everybody started making fun of me. They're like, girl, that toaster ain't broken. And that's a crumb catcher. I've never heard of a crumb catcher. I've never seen it. I guess
all it was is the bottom crumb catcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's been some crumbs that were in there for a long time. I take it you don't ever clean those.
Justin was probably the one. It. Yeah, yeah, Justin was taking care of it. But probably. It was the first time she had saw it.
That's pretty funny.
And so
I thought it was broken. I was kind of excited because, I mean, this toaster is ratchet. It is a mess. It's like, it's ugly.
She's one of our top technical coaches here at TW3. Just as long as you don't ask her about lane correction and toasters.
Don't ask me to drive you nowhere. You
know, autoresponders and landing pages she can help you with.
Michael wants to know if he can ask cooking questions.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Michael. What's your question? We're fielding them all tonight. You know,
just have him walk over, actually.
Yeah, matter of fact, Michael, just walk on over if you want. And
take my seat for a bit. I'll just answer questions from over there.
Coming in hot tonight.
Coming in hot tonight. Well, this is episode 338, guys. And tonight we're talking about some crazy ways to make money. Crazy ways to make money. The title of this episode is Don't Laugh, They're Making Money. You know, it's an exciting time to be an entrepreneur. It's an exciting time to be in business because you can take literally anything, put it online, and make money with it. And that's what we do at TW3. We help our clients, you know, wrap a business around what they're wanting to do. And so I Googled the 12 craziest things you can do online to make money. And some of them are pretty...
Well, you've seen Fiverr, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, these guys, they'll wear a billboard with your name on it and go out to the mall and just walk around, you know, for $5 or $10.
$5.
Oh.
I mean, it's just crazy. Go to Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com.
These guys are making really good money, too.
Matter of fact, we teach our clients, you know, how to use that as well. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying they make, like, memes out of it. So it's like you'll have a guy. I think one of them is an older guy that dresses up in a baby outfit and says things in a funny voice.
Okay.
You make fun of him, but then you're realizing how many people know about this guy, and like hundreds of thousands of people are like, well, I got $5 to spare and some time. And there's like, this guy's making money. So.
That's why I say, don't laugh. They're making money.
Yeah. That's right.
But I thought this was pretty cool. So we'll get into that real quick before we get there. Just a little pause for the calls. If you've come to TW3 looking for work, there's two ways you can work with TW3 and make money. You can join us and be a reseller or a trainer. And if you want more information, just go to terrywilson3.com/apply. If you're looking for hourly jobs, he's down in Newberry. If you're looking for hourly jobs, you can go to terrywilson3.com/jobs, and there's things over there that you can look at. Also, if you are looking to invest in your business, start a business, need capital for something in your business, and you've got weak credit, you can get over to terrywilson3.com/badcredit, and they'll work with you to help you get approved. You know, some of the terms are good. Some of them are not. You know, do due diligence. I'm not necessarily endorsing every type of loan that they might offer you. But if it's an advantageous loan that looks good for you and you can work within it, try that. And that's if you've got bad credit. If you've got decent credit, go over to cashmutualstore.com. They can help you out as well. Before we get started in this, do we got any questions?
Oh, we have some shout outs.
Let's get some shout outs going.
Gary wants to shout out EJ, Lionel Grant, Larry Hillers, James Williams, and Aaron Smith.
Cool.
Well, I've got shout outs.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
For it.
Preston and Raul, if you guys are watching tonight, I enjoyed speaking with both of you today, and I look forward to working with both of you in the future.
Yes, and neither one of you buy a toaster from...
Do not buy a toaster from me. Or a car.
Or a car. She can help you on anything but neither that. And quick, I want to give a quick shout out for every single person that's listening to this podcast and watching it on YouTube tonight. That has served in our military forces. We honor you and we say thank you. Good book says no greater love than a man has than this, than he'd lay down his life for his friends. And I like the Doug Logan at church always wears his t-shirt or shirt. It says some gave all gave some, but some gave all, you know. And so this is Veterans Day, or we celebrate. I think yesterday was Veterans Day, but you observe it today. It's real weird.
Found that out today when I went to the bank.
Yeah, because you go to the bank and mail didn't
run.
Denied. Yep. And they're like, oh, it's close.
But thank you guys for your service. We truly do appreciate that. One of my favorite movies of all time. I'm clicking through and if it's ever on, I have to just stop. It's in any part of...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. It's the movie with Tom Cruise and...
Top Gun?
No, not that one. The one, the court case, where they do the court case.
Few Good Men.
Few Good Men, right.
That is a great... Have you ever seen A Few Good Men?
I haven't, but we could watch it this weekend. I'm going to tell Justin. He's
probably
seen it.
You have not seen A Few Good Men.
I haven't, but he would probably love for us to watch it.
Oh, y'all come up here and we watch it.
Okay.
Because I'll quote the whole thing. I bet you Justin, he's happy.
Yeah, he'd probably love it.
Maybe watch it by yourselves and then come watch it again so you can actually enjoy it.
Oh my gosh.
We went yesterday to Outback.
Okay.
And for veterans, they had a special 20% off your meal and a free appetizer.
That's cool.
I thought that was super generous.
Very cool.
It was really nice.
It's really cool.
Very
Chick-fil-A
cool.
does that as well. I think it's every day if you show your veteran ID.
What?
Military ID, they give you some kind of discount. I'm not sure what exactly it is. So I'm probably know.
I'm gonna have my husband start picking up our daily Chick-fil-A order.
Show him your veteran ID or whatever it is. Real quick, people are submitting questions. I'll let them sort of build up, and then we'll go over them later. But make sure they're centered around. We have a lot of people that send tech questions. Essentially, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, membership questions are on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, so if you got software questions or marketing questions, better to come Wednesday. We can sort of address it.
Basically, if you're not a member, feel free to ask questions. If you are a member and you've got people that you know they're asking you questions and want us to answer it,
yeah,
we'd definitely do that. But if you're asking how to build my sales funnel, you know, how to do things like that, let's wait till Wednesday night on that.
Because we get a few of those every week, so just a good.
Absolutely. Is there any more shout outs? Because I thought I saw one pop up just to make sure it popped up on my phone. But there's a scene. There's several scenes, but one of the best, just to button that down in A Few Good Men. The premise of it is these two Marines were given an order to motivate this guy because he's making the company look bad. He's falling behind on his runs. He's not meeting par. Go over and motivate him. Well, he died in the process of them motivating him. And so now they're on trial for murder. And so the whole thing is, well, they were following orders. Should they be held accountable or the people who gave them that order? So that's the whole premise of the movie. And so Demi Moore is in this.
That mic quality is going to sound bad. I've seen you hit that mic about four times now.
Is that a mic?
No, you've hit your mic like four or five times.
I'm sorry. Are you still framed up? Let me look, make sure, because I just knocked your...
While you're doing that, Ron wants to shout out Rick, Stephanie, Tom, Coleman, and Ryan.
So cool. Peeps. Welcome aboard. I thought I saw Ron's pop up. That's why I wanted to grab it. But leaving the courtroom scene, you got one attorney as representative and thinks they just ought to be put on death row because they killed a man. You got Demi Moore's character is very sympathetic, so they're just following orders. It ought to be the other guy, the captain or the colonel, whatever the ranking is. I don't want to botch it. And so they're leaving the courtroom, and the lawyer that has a problem with these guys looks at Demi Moore, who's the sympathizer, and says, "Why do you like these guys so much?" You know, because he's sick of it, you know, because they keep giving him the hoorah, the military answer. And she just jetted right back and put finger in his face, says, because they stand on the wall and they say, "Nothing's going to hurt you tonight, not on my watch." And I mean, I get choked up every time I see that because it really captures these people. You get to sleep at night because they're doing their job, you know, so don't give me any grief, you know. So I love that movie. So every time a veteran,
I know he has to have seen it because he's a Marine.
A Marine. He had to have. So you need to ask a, you know, and the catchphrase that everybody knows is at the end of it where they've got Jack Nicholson, who's the colonel,
Jessica. Jack Nicholson's in
it? Man. Oh, that's that one. If you've ever seen You Can't Handle the Truth.
Yeah.
That's out of that movie.
Oh.
Because Tom Cruise saying, I want the truth. And he goes, you can't handle the truth.
Oh. Well, said, you can't handle the call center.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. It's good stuff. All right, guys. Sorry, that's a little down memory lane there for... But that is a great movie. You know, there's a lot of good movies, but that's one that I, when I'm just flipping through, I have to stop.
Yeah.
And just watch it because there's so many just
great. I like Top Gun.
Love Top Gun. Love Top Gun. I like, my wife accused me of having a man crush on Tom Cruise. And I says, I don't have a man. I just, that was the era I grew up in. And so yeah. Top Gun, Days of Thunder, yep. A Few Good Men. And there's one that he's in with the, oh, what's the black guy's name that was the cab driver and he was just driving around LA to kill all these people? That was a great one.
Denzel Washington, right?
No, it wasn't Denzel Washington.
He's in a movie with
Ray Charles. He played Ray Charles, and he's a singer, he's a comedian, and he also can just, he's super
Chris talented. Rock?
Not Chris Rock.
I don't know if he's a singer, actually.
It's a comedian. He's a comedian. He's a stand-up guy, too.
I could have swore it was Denzel Washington.
No, it's not Denzel. Okay,
I like Denzel Washington.
We're getting way off topic.
We're way off topic. Sorry. Right? We are chasing rabbits. Don't laugh. They're making money. There's 12 sort of fun little online jobs I came across here that I was just going to share with everybody. But, you know, so many people get jaded and sort of turned off by working for yourself, working from home because they've tried and they failed. I mean, let's face it, you know, 98% of home-based businesses fail. And I quote Forbes magazine every time I say that, but they always say, here's the reason why. Because you only have so many friends, family, and foes. And every time you talk to a home-based...
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love Jamie Foxx.
Oh, it's a...
Have you ever seen Django?
He can sing, too, can he?
He's yeah, he can sing. Yeah. He did the Jamie actual Foxx vocals in Ray. Mm-hmm. But
sorry,
you and those rabbits.
You told
Reagan.
Me to go on. It was really and I went on. And then, oh, Jamie Foxx.
Well, here's the thing. I know everybody in here is like, I know who it is.
Wait,
Jamie
did you Google it or did?
Oh,
you?
Absolutely.
Googled it. I thought it was coming from your head.
No. I never watched that movie. I just saw the trailers.
It's a great movie, but it's a little intense. It's violent.
Yeah, but that's okay sometimes.
Next hurricane or tornado. We should have like a squad party.
We just have a bunker down and
bring in all of my Quentin Tarantino movies.
No, that's violent. But
love Tarantino.
Going back to the home-based businesses, they say it's because you don't have enough friends and family and foes to call on. And so you're left here like, well, who do I talk to? And so that's the unique thing about TW3. But let's face it, sometimes people want to do things that are not sales-based. And, you know, working in our call center is a sales-based business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people want to do things that are not online marketing-based. Because let's face it, you can get the TW3 package and do online marketing. So I thought, well, here's some unique things that I had nothing to do with a TW3 that I thought was funny. And you could use some of our products to help you promote these businesses. But number one, you're going to love this one, matchmaking. Uh-huh. If you like the idea of helping people find the right partner in life, you might consider looking at Talkify. That's a website, talkify.com. Okay. Here you can work from home as a personal matchmaker that helps people find the ideal person for them to date. Apparently, there's an 80% success rate for matches on through this site, and matchmakers can make up to six figures if they're good at what they do.
Whoa.
And that just tells me, isn't it true? If you're passionate about something, if you like doing something, if that's your thing, now I would starve doing that because I.
But you do marriage counseling.
Yeah, but you know what my marriage counseling is like. I try to talk them out of it. Oh. I really do. Because if I can talk them out of it, they should never do it to start with.
Okay.
Every marriage count, I always bring up, you know, here's some things you need to consider. I try to talk them out of it because if you can talk them out of it, then it's not meant to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't consider that, you know, matchmaking. I consider, you know, more pushing.
I'm glad we didn't come to you because, you know, we got married really weirdly, right?
No, I didn't.
I'll spare the listeners, but basically we didn't date. We were friends. We decided to travel together.
Yeah.
And a few weeks before we went on our first trip, we were just friends. I mean, like separate bedroom traveling.
Right.
I had scarlet fever and was given liquid Lortab And I was like wide awake with scarlet fever and kind of a delirium a little bit. And we were up texting and I said, when I grow up, I want to be somebody's wife and stay at home and take care of my husband, my house and children. And he said, well, I have a position open. And so we got married. So I'm glad we didn't come to you because we worked out like we're really super compatible. But like you might have had a shot at talking us out of it.
Well, you know, I'm old school. I believe, you know, if it's meant to be,
yeah,
it'll happen. And no one would have talked me and Gina out of getting married.
Yeah.
No.
Well, y'all probably were a little more traditional.
Well, we were, and we were high school sweethearts.
You guys met at like what, 14, 15 though?
We dated, my first date with your mother was when we were 15.
Wow.
My 15th birthday, November the 16th, 1990 was our first date.
I love it.
Yeah. And we dated all through high school, dated through her college because I dropped out after 6 weeks.
Good for you. Proud of you.
You know, I've got a lot of quit in me.
He's like, oh, this is hard. This isn't for me.
Well, it's just I kept looking at what the professors were making and everything else. Yeah. And I was looking at what I was making now.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, why am I taking lessons from you? You know, I've always just been a sort of smart aleck, I guess.
Well, I mean, teaching field's not exactly to make money. Like, people are going to teaching.
No, it's
a
calling.
You can do well as a professor.
You can, but I mean.
Not the kind of well we can do, but.
Yeah.
And I need to add, there's a little more to our story, but like, we basically did just like up and get married. Our parents were like, what?
Well, everybody's different. I'm not judging. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm really not. It's just, here's what happened. I've married a few people and everything worked out. And I married a few that I did not do, in my opinion, due diligence. Mm. And they were divorced in a matter of a year and a half. And I said, never again.
Yeah.
Never again. I'm going to, you know, because if I can save someone heartache.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to. Because, man, you know, that kind of stuff can affect everything. Personal life, and if your personal life not good, your professional life, you're not going to be making money, you're not going to be
right,
you know. A lot, I know a lot of guys and gals that, you know, they're smart, they're educated, they're equipped, they know, but they've got that they're having to work around, and sometimes that takes you out of pocket for a while,
right?
And it's a huge, forget the emotional, financial,
your
business, I mean, it just it kills it. So but I saw that, I was like, matchmaking. That is funny.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Number two was a mock jury. If you think it would be pretty cool to make money as a mock juror, helping lawyers prepare for real trials, you could head over to eJury's website at eJury.com.
Hmm.
You can make up to $5 to $10 per case, and you get paid via PayPal. Now, that's all you do is sit there and listen to them make arguments, and the other side make arguments, and then you give your opinion, guilty.
$5 or $10, though.
Well, who knows how long it's take. None of this you're going to get rich on, but I just thought it was just, you know, my point in this whole thing is people are always saying there's just no way to make money. There's just no way to make money. You can make money.
Well, that's true.
If you're passionate. Now, if I love the law and, you know, I had the time, you know, and I could do all kinds of things. Writing greeting cards. If you feel like number three, if you feel like you're pretty creative, you come up with a good birthday, holiday, or greeting card idea, you can make money online with Blue Mountain Arts and Calypso Cards.
Do you know what I would like to do if there was a job? Like a pretend American Idol judge to help people?
Would you be Simon or would you be...
I'm really honest with music.
Okay.
I have a really...
Those vocals so flat, you could build a house on it.
Like my ear hurts. You know?
Yeah.
So I would have to be like, I'm so sorry. This is not your gift.
This ain't your thing.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sort of that way too when it comes. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
All right. Do we have questions?
We do have some shout outs that we didn't get to beforehand.
All right. Go ahead.
Scott Nelson has some guys.
Hey, Scott. Good to have you on tonight, brother.
He says we have Arthur, Ken Gibbs, and Dean that are looking at the TW3 program. So.
Great. Well, if they got any specific questions, or if Scott knows that they've got questions, I'll answer some of the questions that you asked before we came on live, just so everybody else gets the benefit of hearing it.
Cool.
But I'll button this up. I know I'm going long on this segment here. Number five, selling old gift cards. Believe it or not, you can sell old gift cards.
How would you spend them?
Well, I have 20 cents on about 3 different Chipotle cards, and I would feel silly just giving them 5 to to make $1.
You're not a dad yet. I would do that.
I don't think I'll ever do that. I don't
tell
like
you what Chris things. Did one year. You're going to love this.
No, Justin will be horrified, but I would do that.
Yeah.
And he will be horrified while I did that.
Chris, we play that white Santa game, Dirty Santa.
White Elephant.
White Elephant, whatever it's called. Yeah, White Elephant. Did I say White Santa? Oh, God. I feel like
it didn't hit me what you said until after.
I was conflating Dirty Santa and White Elephant. I feel like, what was that, Fox News?
No,
reporter?
Stop. It does.
Don't worry, kids. That was a bit on one of the comedy shows.
It wasn't a bit. She was serious. That's what made it.
Oh,
so
she really
funny.
Said it, but they made fun of her for some. You're
getting fun.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting chasing that rabbit.
You brought this up. Remember, you brought that up.
I did.
And you regret it now, don't you?
I regret it, but yeah. I'm getting out of it. I'm not going any further with it. But
we've all grown.
This is a growing. You guys are seeing me grow right in front of you.
Growing things change.
But Chris is talking about selling these old gift cards, and you can sell them to this company called what are they called? Birthday that you want to celebrate. You can sell partially used gift cards if you want. The people to make cash from gift cards they don't want for buygiftcards.com. But we play this game, and the deal is you have to have $25 in value in the gift. Spend a minimum of 25, can't spend more than 30. You package it up, we all go in, and everybody picks a gift and all that. Well, this is brilliant. Chris, one year, had $1 on this card, 20 cents on this card, 10 cents on this card. He, in the aggregate, had $27, but it took 100 and some odd cards that just had pennies on it.
And they're not like Visa
that
cards.
Is a nightmare.
These are like,
that's great.
One of these is like 20 cents to Red Lobster.
I was going to say, if it's all to like, one place, I can make that work.
No, they were all over Red Lobster, like, Best never. Buy. I mean, it was just, it was like, how can I screw these people out of a gift? Put me through the rules.
That is a mess. This is your brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, that's going to be hosting the conference in 2019, the TW3 conference we're having.
But it's so hard to be mad at that because the time and dedication.
It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is brilliant.
That's almost a gift you'd want to win just for the novelty of it.
The story alone. Getting on walking. We all walk at least a little bit each day, so why not make a little money from it by an app called Bitwalking.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Bitwalking is an app that will pay you in cryptocurrency to literally just walk.
What about running? I wonder if
they have a running one as well.
Yeah, I got a running one as well.
Wait, you can get paid to run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a really good runner, there's some. Yeah.
You can make I'm some not a
but
really
this is
runner.
An app.
I'm
not either.
Number 7, sell your friendship. Other known as prostitution. No, I'm kidding. You actually sell your time by the hour to go to do friend stuff with each other's and have a good time at different events. Rentafriend.com is the site that makes this possible. It could be a great side income if you're fairly friendly, outgoing.
Oh, so it's like Tinder, but like not with the date portion, just to make
yeah, with no expectations.
Yeah.
Friends with no benefits.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not comprehending. Why would you rent a friend?
Like, if you had to go to a social gathering or something like that.
The reclusive part of me crawls at the very idea of having to hire someone to be with me.
Expectations.
I'd rather be alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all these introverts in this room probably. Yeah. But you take a Gina or a Haven and they got to be with someone.
It's like, oh, I bought 7. We're having a party. And there's only these people.
I needed 7 friends. It's a party. So for you guys out there, says Terry, I can't do anything. I can't become a friend. They'll pay you at rentafriend.com. Number 8, create a business inside a video game, Reagan. Maybe a business in real life is a little risky for you to at the moment. Why not create a business in a video game and make money that way? Second Life is one of the main sites that pays you.
Don't promote that. Go ahead and skip that one right now.
Are they terrible?
That's just skip that right now.
All right. Well, that's somebody that does. There's also Entropia.
Yeah, skip all that.
All right. Number 9.
Help us all out here. We're going to skip these.
We're going to get rid of that. Put ads on your lock screen. The lock screen on your phone isn't doing anything anyway. So why not make some extra income from it? With an Android apps like SlideJoy and Fronto, you can make passive income by allowing ads on your phone's lock screen without really any downside. I didn't know anything about that. I've checked them out. Number 10, lose weight. You brought this up a few weeks ago. You ever needed, I think you did. If you've ever needed motivation to get healthier, here you, or maybe you did.
I remember.
You can make money while doing it. Here's what you do. Go to healthywage.com or dietbet.com. These are two websites that will make, you can make thousands of dollars just by reaching a weight loss goal. So what you're doing is you're betting for yourself. Other people are betting against you to hit your goal. It's a, it's a weight betting site. Number 11, sell your smartphone photos. That's weird. We all take photos on our smartphones, don't we? Now you can sell them on them as soon as you take with the nothing but an app. With FOAP, FOAP, you can make $5 per download of your uploaded photos, with each allowed to be downloaded an unlimited number of times. With ClashShot, C-L-A-S-H-O-T, you might sell the photo rights one time. So if you've got, if you're a good photographer and taking good pictures with these iPhones and stuff, you can do that. And lastly, sell your hair. If you have a lot of healthy hair, you can actually make money by cutting it off for someone and make it used for wigs and other things. And that's a big thing. We do that at our church. I know some ladies that do that for people that are going through cancer treatment and stuff like that. At hairsellon.com.
They do locks of love, or they do this?
Lots of love.
Okay, those are donations, though.
But yes, donations and stuff like that. But I knew that this was out there, and there's things they can do. But the whole point of this whole thing, Lindsay and Reagan, is, you know, the point is find your niche. Find something that you resonates with you, that says, oh, okay, that's something I could actually do.
Right.
And go after it. You know, the thing I love about our platform is you're not pigeonholed in any particular niche. I've got pastors that use this to build their church and build their coaching ministry. I've got insurance agents that use this to generate leads for their insurance company. I've got real estate agents that use this. I've got car dealers that use this. I've got restaurants. And someone said, well, restaurants, what would they do with that? All they do is they get our plus package. They use our bulk texter. They use our data a list and say, okay, I want 1,000 mobile phone numbers in Greenville, South Carolina that are between this age and this income. And then they send out a text and say, hey, you know, for the Clemson, South Carolina game tonight, we have a special on fill in the blank. Come in today, you know, or pre-order your wings. I mean, there's so many ways you can use this technology. That's just using the bulk text or bulk emailer. I mean, I would say a large percentage of my income is based off of my newsletter and sending out emails and stuff like that.
Yep.
And while we tell our new members and people that onboard with us, do steps 1 through 6, is because in the long run, you know, the loot's in the list. You build your list, build your list, drip on them. And then you start picking up some of those RMPs. Hey, you didn't want to do a work from home job opportunity. What about an hourly and salary opportunity? What about driving for Uber? What about driving for Lyft? What about a Home Depot job? What about this? What about that? Because you get all of these offers that you get from our RMPs, and you just monetize that. Hey, you need money to invest in a business, and you offer them a loan, and you get paid for that. So there's just all of these different ways, and it's out there. I was talking to your husband, I think, what was it? Halloween night. Yep. And he's big into woodworking.
He is. He's building the coolest beds ever right now that have they're loft beds for the kids that have a reading nook underneath.
Yeah. And he just, and it's like a fort and all kinds of stuff. And he's built tables.
He's built two beds, coffee tables, end tables, kitchen tables.
Has he built a closet system yet?
He hasn't, but he keeps talking about it. I know a lady
upstairs that wants one if you don't.
I know. We've been saying, these houses are so beautiful. Why didn't they build in some good closet
situations? Well, they got the huge room. They just didn't have the system in it.
You know, it would have been so easy for the builder to just throw those up.
Who knows? But I was telling him, and I think he got a little excited about it, because I said, you know, I've got an RMP that this guy will teach people how to build just certain wood products, simple wood products from home,
mm-hmm.
in the pursuit of a home-based business. Mm-hmm. He teaches them step by step how you do this, how you do this. And I was telling Justin this. He goes, well, that's easy. And I said, it's easy for you because yeah. you do it. But for the average Joe yeah. that's a weekend warrior, a novice,
yeah.
but wants something to do, here's a way that they could do something from home with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going into, this is how I sell TW3. And he goes, well, what are you talking about? I said, because at the end of the day, everyone needs a platform to generate leads from.
Mm-hmm.
You might have this knowledge, but unless you have leads for it, you can build a ton of birdhouses, you know?
Yeah.
And the other thing was, I said, any information product can be a home-based business. Because now what you're doing is you're equipping people.
Mm-hmm.
And through that process of recruiting, like we teach how to recruit
yeah.
home-based businesses, you're going to get so many. And that's a category that no one else is pursuing.
Mm.
And he goes, ding, 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 ding.
He was really excited about that. He came in the house and he was like, did you know?
Did you know?
yeah.
Your neighbor is an idiot. But
no.
Nah, just kidding. Hey, what you over? You look like you're deep in thought.
I'm good.
Yeah. What are you responding to?
I'm just responding to a few different things. We don't have any questions right now. So just,
I got you. So guys, here's the deal. This end of this month, November is the last month that you can get in and get our rep and plus package at the old pricing. They're going up. They're going up from $597 to $997, and then we're going with our plus package, we're going from $1,297 to $1,497. So if you wanted to be a rep or plus member, then you definitely want to jump now. Now, if you want the elite membership, that's where the money's at. Lindsay's an elite member. Mark's elite member. Jeff's an elite member. Gary's an elite member. These guys, I've got several of them out there making really good passive income. That's where you want to end up. That might not be where you want to start or you can start. I think you should if you can afford it. But if you can't, then start at one and you can upgrade later on. But if you want to come in at those lower levels, you definitely want to do that before the end of the month. You can get started with TerryWilson3.com simply by easy financing. And we have a way that you can get the system, learn the system, start using the system, start making money with the system. And by the time your first payment comes due, you could already have made a sale and pay out of your commissions. Now, if you don't, you're going to have a little minimum that you have to pay, anywhere from $39 up to $119 based on which package you got and all of that. But it's a wonderful way to get into a program that's been out there for 10 years, A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. It's tried. It's true. It's proven. There's no, rub a genie and hopefully you'll make money. This is a true product and service that you can either use, you can resell, you can do multiple things to make money with. Lindsay asked a great question before we came on tonight about... you had a client. What country was it in?
He's here.
Okay.
He just is a member.
But he's got clients.
He's got friends that are interested that are not here.
Okay. Okay. So the question was, can you sell TW3 overseas? And the answer is yes. But there are some caveats. There are some exceptions that you have to be aware of. If someone outside of the U.S. wants to buy TW3, there's a couple things that won't work outside the U.S. And the best way to keep your sort of head wrapped around it is if it has anything to do with the data or the phone system. Data or phone system.
Addresses or phone numbers.
Addresses or phone numbers. Mm-hmm. It's not going, because, for instance, our voice broadcast dialer is connected to a database, mm-hmm. filtered, scrubbed, opted in database.
So right.
It's FCC compliant. You don't get in trouble for using our voice broadcast dialer. Well, that dialer only has numbers that are inside the U.S.
Right.
So if they're in Canada, Japan, Australia, wherever, I don't have, I'm gonna pop my microphone again. I can't wait to hear what this audio sounds like. I don't have data for these countries.
Right.
I just have, now they can be over in Australia, for instance, and market inside the U.S. with the TW3 package. They just can't use the voice broadcast dialer, for instance, in Australia, because I don't have that data. They can use the landing page creator, the blog, all of that. Even the texter, one of the text systems will work. What won't work is I have no data for anything outside the U.S. So if you're looking to get a list of text numbers, mobile numbers, to then text, it's only going to be numbers within the U.S. So that's number one, so know that. Number two, the company that hosts our call center is Ring Central. Ring Central, our system, now they do have an international plan. We just don't have it. Our plan is a U.S. plan. So if someone outside of the U.S. is buying TW3 to work the TW3 platform and program, if they want to take calls and sell to people outside of the U.S., maybe they're in Australia, they want to sell to people in Australia, they're going to have to set up their own Ring Central account, which we can get them a discount to do, mm-hmm. a 40% discount, as a matter of fact. And it won't be but like $9, $10, maybe $15 at the most per month. But that is an expense they're going to have to incur.
Okay.
And be a, but yeah, the answer is yes, you can buy TW3 outside the U.S. You can work the business outside the U.S. You just have to be aware of some of those, restrictions because of what it is.
Cool.
All right, guys, we'll be back right after this and we'll take your questions.
One of the hardest things I feel like for an adult to do as you get older and you 30s and 40s and your metabolism starts slowing down is just losing weight. I mean, I used to could knock off 10 pounds just like that. But here lately, man, when I shot past 40, my metabolism went boo, like that. I have discovered, because through Dr. Paul, a way of eating called, it's called the keto diet. It's not just low carb. It's a lower carb. It's not a no carb diet. But for you guys like me that grew up meat eaters, you love meat, red meat and steaks and all of that. And it just fits my diet, what I like. And, you know, getting off of the starches and the breads and the pastas and stuff. Yeah, it was a challenge at first, but now I don't even crave it anymore. I'm not a big coffee drinker, and drinking that bullet coffee in the morning was a little bit, an adjustment. But I can tell you, I've been on this thing now going on, I guess, 6 months, 40 pounds so far. I don't even feel like I'm on a diet. I can go out to eat. I can eat at home. We're about to do some cruising, and, you know, cruise ship, you can just look at a cruise ship and gain 10 pounds. But I believe it's a lifestyle change that if you adapt, I'm talking, you know, the things I was having, the pre-diabetic issues, the heart issues, the psoriasis and skin, all the autoimmune things and the things. It is amazing how just changing the way you eat can fix so many issues. And if you can fix your issues without the medication, I'm telling you, you're better served. And I can't say enough for this way of living and eating. And that's why I promote that keto system over at TerryWilson3.com/keto. TerryWilson3.com/keto. If you want a free trial, check it out. It might be for you. It might not be for you. I'm not wanting anyone to jump on something that's not right for them. But for me, it was a way to continue to be able to eat and eat, because I'm not one of those that's going to count calories. I'm not one of those, you know, I'm a big guy. I've got a big appetite for life, for food and everything else. You know, I'm one of those type of guys. And this allowed me and afforded me a way to continue to enjoy life, eat, and still lose weight. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/keto. That's TerryWilson3.com/keto. Check it out. It might be just the thing that you're looking for. And you get a free trial just for checking it out.
I bet you are promoting that, Terry. Yeah.
Well, you know, I do what I can. Well, guys, if you got any questions about business and how to take your business's next level, we got the chat open in the bottom right-hand corner. If you're looking at TerryWilson3.com/live, it's right over there in the bottom right-hand corner. I'd love to answer your questions. Got a lot of tickets coming in, Reagan said, a lot of good stuff that you guys have a lot of great questions with. And so we just want to, and for you guys that don't have great questions, just have attitude. We take those as well. You know, we take them in stride. That's fine.
We might put a little bit of sugar with your response because yeah, you're a little salty.
Yeah, a little salty. That's all right. There's only a couple of those, but that's fine. But yeah, so I cheated on you guys the other day.
We do have a question. I don't know if you're wondering.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So we have somebody is wondering, we offer a bulk emailer. What's the normal cost for that?
The bulk emailer is in all of our systems, mm-hmm. and it comes with the rep package all the way up to plus package. You get the support on how to use it at the plus level or above. The way our bulk emailer works is completely different than, say, MailChimp, GetResponse, AWeber, and all that, because it's on what's called a roving server. It mm-hmm. bounces around. The reason why you can do what's called cold emailing. A lot of people, when it comes to email marketing, they don't understand this. You can't go out and buy a list of emails, throw it into MailChimp, and then blast them. MailChimp will shut you down
sure.
because those aren't opted in emails. On our email system that we sell with TW3, it comes that we show you, and all you have to do is you have to pay them to set it up on a server for you that bounces around, and then it's as low as like $29 a month if you want to use their system. And the deal is it will send out, I think on the bottom level, 2,500 emails a day. So I like their email system. In fact, that I can go out and buy emails, let's say in Tampa, Florida, for people that have a 650 to 800 credit score. And I get hooked up with a referral marketing partner over here that does mortgage refis at a low, low rate. And then I just blast it out and say, hey, I've got a mortgage refi here in Tampa right now that's available in your area, blah, blah, blah. Click here for more information. They click over there, they go to my RMP, and then it's off. Set it and forget it. And so mm-hmm. I can send thousands upon thousands upon thousands. At TW3, we sell you, if you don't have your own email, we sell you email lists. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's $5 per thousand. And yep. it's filtered yep. scrub. Now, if you're not mm-hmm. a member of TW3, it's $30 per thousand, $29.97 mm-hmm. Per thousand. We retail it up. But if it's a member,
yep.
and we have, you get it for
fun. We have quite a few members that use that. Pretty.
And we got a ton of members that use that system.
Yeah.
But it's very unique because, you know, MailChimp, AWeber, GetResponse, all those guys, they won't, you know, they won't let you do that. Ours will. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
Art would like to know, can you please go over on how to do this program at the elite level without any money down? Thank you.
Yeah, so you get approved with one of our lenders at cashmutualstore.com. Once they get you approved, they deposit the money into your account within 24 hours, and you pay for the system that's been deposited in your account, and then your first bill will come due in 30 days, which if you get in the system, work it the way we show you, you could, you know, already have that plus a lot more. Can't guarantee it. Everybody's things are different, you know, so I have to be real careful there. But if, you know, the only thing that keeps people from getting up to speed fast usually is the technical stuff. And I don't want to, you know, it's not that it's complicated. It's not that it's hard. It's just everybody comes at this at different degrees of understanding and ability. And step four is the notorious one. Reagan just created a new video for step four.
I did.
He said mine was a little too fast.
And wasn't that it was too fast, but maybe just.
Well, he slowed it down.
Tried to.
He tried it. And I mean, he went click upon I tried click.
To. It's like an hour and something.
Yeah. I long. Mean, where I took 30 minutes to go from A to Z on your funnel. I think it's video one in step four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I took 30 minutes. He took an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I haven't put that in there yet, but I'll put that in sometime tomorrow, that new video. And if anybody, any member that wants to have that video now and doesn't want to wait until it's put back there, Reagan can
shoot
just
in a ticket,
we'll send in a ticket and Reagan will send it to you. But he does click, click, click. And so a lot of times people ask me, how technical do you have to be? You don't have to be technical at all. You just have to be able to follow the instructions and all that.
That was the goal.
Yeah. So we try to make it as simple as possible. But yeah, I mean, the emailer, man, that thing's bad to the bone.
We got a lot of members that use that pretty religiously.
Like it's
their go-to, which is cool. I'm glad it's.
Well, and but on the elite package, yeah, you just get approved, and then once you're approved, you will have the system within 24 hours after you pay for it. you get in it, you start setting your system up, do what we showed you. And, you know, if you do it the right way, you'll have your first sale within week two or three. Mm-hmm. And that's before your first bill. And your first bill is going to be anywhere from $89 to $119 a month based on the lending that they offered you. So it's good stuff. Any other questions? Mm-hmm. So I cheated on you guys the other day.
Did you go on another podcast?
Another podcast.
Well, no, I wasn't on another podcast. But what I did was I'm trying out this new chat on YouTube live. Mm-hmm. And so I just sent out a Q&A mm-hmm. with me, and that's all I was doing is taking questions.
Oh, really?
I think it was on Friday. Mm-hmm. And trying it, and it still didn't work. Well, the app didn't work.
Oh, okay.
I thought you it worked. Like you, I mean, people were, that was about was three about, or four people that were on live asking. I think there's 20, but three of them were asking questions. Yeah. And so, you know, I took questions.
You didn't schedule it. You didn't let anybody
I didn't schedule anything. It was just
I worked for you and I didn't know about it. So that kind of shows.
It was literally a wild hair about 10:30 on Friday morning.
I'm bored.
You were awake.
Drinking my, well, I'm normally not up that early, but I was drinking my 8 o'clock coffee at 10:30 in the morning. I was like, I'm going to try this new chat box thing on YouTube. And so I went over there and I did that. And so I had a lot of great questions. So the point is, you know, you guys that want to be able to have these impromptu Q&A sessions, join our live text so that you get those. Because what I did is I just sent out a text and said, hey, I'm going live. Anybody's got questions?
Oh, I got you.
Come on over. And
they're kind of like a, well, I guess Periscope did it first. Do you remember Periscope?
Yep. Yeah. Like I use Periscope a lot.
You still use it?
I don't anymore, but when it was hot, I used to sell on Periscope.
See, here's what I've really started to figure out what Facebook's decided to do. They don't invent anything anymore. They're not innovators, but what I don't think they ever were. They just stole MySpace. But point is,
well, they got a huge footprint, and then they just take other people's technology.
But it's like, that's, yeah, exactly. They have this the Instagram filters now. They have the Snapchat like stories up top.
I think Facebook owns Instagram, though, don't they?
They might. I mean, they probably own a lot now.
They own everything, right?
They end up buying it, but like that's what happened with Periscope is I think they got bought out. I want to say.
Well, Facebook came out with their live video.
Right, and so everybody uses that now.
It's so much easier to just deal in one app.
So is it kind of like that where you're just, you send out alerts? Because I know Facebook itself has like, when you hit go live, it sends an alert to a lot of people. You can turn that off. I turned it off because I don't want to hear when people go live, but is it like that essentially?
The YouTube one is. And okay. So if you subscribe to our channel over at terrywilson3.com/YouTube, if I use YouTube, but I'm going to start using Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. So the thing I'm telling everybody is just text at TW3 podcast to 81010. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do anytime I go live, whether it be Facebook or YouTube, I'll send the link.
I'm going to write that down real quick though, because I had somebody asking.
It's at TW3 podcast to 81010. If you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, it's terrywilson3.com/YouTube. Any other questions? Mm-mm. All right. Good deal. So if you want a demo on any of this stuff, because I know some people come to our podcast on Monday nights and they just want me to go demo. Well, it gets old because I've done 200 mm-hmm. demos. You know, I mean, how many times can I talk about a dollar, a text, or a landing page? Sure. And the videos
that's
are
what the questions are for. People are to submit questions if they really want to know about one specific thing.
Right.
We have no problem repeating stuff. It's just we're
I
not
don't have it. A problem at all. Want to, but, you know, left up to my own, you know, I'm going to talk about something that I'm interested in. And I just.
Like Tom Cruise.
Or Tom Cruise or A Few Good Men. Well, the other thing, the reason I brought up that 12 crazy, because I hear this all day long, and some of you recruiters are going to hear this. People are just like, hey, ain't no way I can make money. You know, I'm made to work at punch a clock. And, you know, I'm just trying to get people's creative juices flowing. No, there's ways to make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you walk a dog?
Yeah.
You know, can you, you know, and I know people, I'm talking about real money, Terry. Well, then, you know, let's talk about real ways, but I'm just trying to lower the branch so you can see the fruit
sure.
to the mm-hmm. lowest level. So people out there can say, you know, whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I've been with you guys for since March or April time frame?
Yeah, like that.
And like, ever since I started actually doing the sales side, you know, I was really interested in the tools.
Right.
That was kind of my initial interest in the blog specifically. But I've really dove, can I say
delve?
Delved.
Mm-hmm. Delving.
whatever. I am into the sales side now. And I've known that people were making this kind of money. But now that I'm making this kind of money, it's like, my mind is blown.
It's like, oh, the deal's real.
It's the best thing going. Like, yeah, I don't know where my head was when I was all in my blog and the tools and like.
Well, I think, you know, most entrepreneurs are like that. I call it the shiny object syndrome, you know, and what we do is so conceptual that people will try to really get into the blogging and some of the using the tools, which they should, because that's the easiest thing to understand and wrap your mind around. It's hard to conceptualize these tools, using them in a concerted way to where then it brings you in front of a client to where you can make a sale, you know, and I get criticized all the time. Every week we'll bring on new members. We'll bring on plus members. We'll bring on elite members. And the criticism is, or the complaint is, not by all of them, but it's a common, well, 1 through 6 is just about selling Terry's system. Yes. Because I don't know what business you're in, and I don't know what business you want to promote in a referral marketing package. However, 1 through 6, I'm saying we all understand TW3 because you're now a client of TW3. So let's use TW3 as an example to then springboard from. And so sometimes people get there, but you're right. I get people, you know, older guys and gals that, oh, I'm just going to use that voice broadcast dialer because everybody understands a phone and blasting out phones. But the problem with that is sometimes that's not the right tool for what you're wanting to do.
Right.
You know, so you just have to, and we get into more advanced trading. I call it the people product process. You know, you got to know what the product is so you know who the people is. And if you know who the people are, then the process, what is the process? Well, which tool should I use to engage them? Which tool should I use to capture them and all that stuff?
We had a question come in. I want to make sure I get to it.
Speak up, Bill.
This is from Jason. Hello, Terry. Before you went on vacation, I thought I'd heard you say that y'all are adding some value and benefits to the 2 starter packages. That's going to go along with the pricing increase. Could you possibly go into that, what that will look like?
Well, we have added several plugins. We've upgraded our form system, which used to be a different form system. We've upgraded our landing page. Now our landing page is the pro version of that landing page software, not just the regular version, which allows you to do all kinds of on-demand webinars, point and click. I mean, the software has just been totally upgraded. We've added some plugins like the membership plugin and stuff like that. We've added the social media plug. We've added all this stuff. And I brought this up, it might have been a membership training, but I had someone that bought a $2,500 package from a very prominent brand of coach guru out there, online marketing guru, $2,500. And it did not offer the tools and the amount of training and the weekly training that our basic package did.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've heard that from several people.
I heard that today.
Yeah.
And they're like, am I just going to buy this and then kind of have to figure it out? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
That is not how we roll at all.
No. And so it occurred to me that we are grossly underpriced. And so the reason we just need to, because we're cheating ourselves, we're cheating our members who are reselling this, the commission. And so that's the reason why. But to speak to the gentleman's question, there's been over the last 6 or 8 months, slowly rolling out things that we've added to the back office and stuff. And it's been coming out while people have been buying it for $5.97 and $12.97.
Yeah.
But we have not increased the price yet. So, but we're going to, we just have to. But that's what we're going to do. In concert with that, what's going to happen is the people that resell our system, the resellers out there, are going to make more money. Instead of making just $450 on our basic package, you're now going to make $750. I mean, it's almost, what is that, 50% increase or whatever. I don't know what the math is on that, but it's not double, but
it's good.
But it's good, you know. Instead of making, you know, $850 on a plus package, you're now going to make $1,000. So that's another $150 you're going to make. So now you're going to make, you know, $750, $1,000, or $1,500. So it's just more, and it's also just more congruent with our package. And if you are a member, something that no one knows about yet that I'm talking to Chris about, and we'll be announcing this. It's the end of November. You're going to get a discount on the conference that's coming up next year. And talk to Joe, talk to Gary, talk to Ron, talk to Neil, talk to a lot of these, Mark, talk to all these guys that were at the conference.
Lindsay.
Lindsay, was the conference of any value?
It was really, really good. My husband and I both agreed it was the best conference we'd been to. It was good.
And that was our first, you know, big production.
It was so really, it's only downhill really good.
From there. It's only downhill from there. That's right. But, you know, there's one thing that I've just learned that, you know, you can get a lot online. You can get a lot in video. You can get a lot. But just that one-on-one time that I was able to spend and a lot of the other trainers were able to spend.
What helps to, I mean.
We had members come from that just shot off. I mean, just took off. Absolutely. Right after coming to the conference. And so we want to do that again.
Well, it was so cool to know people too.
Yeah. It was really cool to meet everybody. And I think for a lot of the members, like, I guess there was like that click, just being able to like sort of discuss it as a group.
Right.
I mean, a larger group, but still a group. And sort of for a lot of them, it was just like, oh, duh. Like, I get it.
Right. You
know? Yeah.
And I think too, I mean, I think a lot of them I had rapport and authority with, but being with me and seeing me, I'm a real person now. I'm not just some sort of internet.
Which that's kind of the idea of this podcast, is we try and show people like, hey, we're real people. But you know, I guess sometimes we don't talk enough about.
We got a couple salty comments for you guys listening. It just like, you know,
I think some people were upset that we talked about movies at the beginning. We didn't jump right into work from home, but believe it or not, and I know this may come as a shock, we don't actually talk about working from home all the time. That's.
Well, you know,
I know that may come as a shock to some people.
Although it was pretty clutch to work from home by the fire under my favorite blanket on this nasty cold rainy day. I'm just
listen, Saturday I finished House of Cards. I did all 10 episodes. Friday, I did.
I see you've been productive.
Friday, I did all of Designated Survivor. You know, 2 seasons of that.
Wow. That's commitment.
Two weeks ago, I did all of Ozark. And the reason I say that for you guys that say stay on topic. Well, Saturday while I was doing all of House of Cards, I made about $1,500. What did you make? Yeah. That's the point. Yeah. The point, I think the greater point of this thing is you can do and live your life.
Yeah.
And I think that got lost maybe in translation. And I apologize. Yeah. That's a reflection of me. And you know, the point of this show and the point of having this weekly thing is you can live your life. You can enjoy what you do. You can you can be multiple dimensional. I mean, you don't have to be one.
Well, I mean, you've talked about it before, but we went on vacation this summer and
made.
Good money. There was more in the account than when we left.
And you can't do that without having your own home based business.
Right.
You're never going to be an employee and make that and have that freedom, you know. And like I said, I'm probably the dumbest out of all of my close friends. I'm the dumb guy. I'm the one that don't have the doctor degree or the lawyer degree or whatever else. And I don't say this in any other disparaging way. I wished I stayed in school because I wanted to be a lawyer. I really did. Everybody knows my story. Knows I grew up watching Perry Mason and Madlock, and my mother worked at the clerk of court as a clerk of court, deputy clerk of court. And so I grew up around the courtroom. I love law. I mean, if you'll notice, the movies I watch is all about law and the legal system. I love it. But saying all that, I know some lawyers or personal friends of mine make really good money, but man, they are chained to the courtroom. Mm-hmm. They are chained to the corporate office. They cannot go and come as they want.
Yeah. And that's not just any high professional like that. I mean,
most of them.
Your sister, like, they make really good money, but they're working.
But they are chained to. And what I'm presenting people is entrepreneurialism is the great equalizer. It's the thing that says, hey, you can be a dumb guy, but if you hustle and can just know a couple things, you can do all right for yourself. I know you got comments coming in. Go ahead.
No, hit me.
Go ahead.
We really don't.
I'm not afraid.
I really do, though, invite people, like, when you're maybe a little concerned, well, it just seems too good to be true. I'm like, just come watch our podcast. Like, come see that like, Terry's really cool and he's a normal guy.
Well, don't lie to him.
Well, I mean, he does wear socks and sandals. But
that's a thing, though.
He has no sense of style.
And you get it honest. Bless both of y'all.
Hey, y'all, you see what my pants are, right? While I'm wearing this.
Gracious. Gracious.
Gina said, you're going to do it. I said, honey, they can only see me from the waist up.
That's true.
Why would I?
Oh, my. And we don't see Reagan at all.
That's right.
There's a reason we don't see Reagan. Half the time, my hair is not brushed. It's just how it is, you know?
Oh, my word. Well, guys, thank you guys for coming out. Listen, if you want to get involved, here's for you guys that stayed on and
weathered the storm.
Here's what I'm going to do. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. For the next 2 hours, whoever enrolls, can be one person, two people, it can be 10 people. Whoever enrolls gets a free booster, and that's the 25 free leads. So if you're talking to Lindsay and you're about to onboard, don't wait till tomorrow. Get it tonight. If you get it tonight, you're going to get 25 free leads coming to you. If you're talking to Gary, if you're talking to Ron, if you're talking to Mark, if you're talking to Scott, if you're talking whoever you're talking to, and you're about ready to pull the trigger, go ahead and pull it with them now. And if you get on before midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time, it gives you 2 hours. I'm going to give you a free booster. What is a booster? Basically, I use the way I teach you to use the system to start generating leads for yourself. I do the same thing. And rather than waiting on you a week or two to get up to speed, building your funnel, starting to drive leads to your funnel, which you need to be doing. But while you're doing that in the process, I am going to go ahead and send out you 25 leads. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to your recruiter. I'm going to send it to them to help you with them. Okay. So it's not going to come to you directly. It's going to go to your recruiter, and your recruiter is going to have those 25 leads, and they're going to send them to you, and they're going to help you close them, work on them, and all that other stuff, and get you up to speed. What other business, Lindsay, can you make $450, $850, $1,500 just like that?
I don't know, but I'm loving it.
Lindsay's like, she's Miss McDonald. I'm loving it.
I am Miss McDonald today.
Oh, my word. Do we have any? My phone is just blowing up.
Michael. Is it Michael?
It's probably Michael. I'm looking at tickets. I apologize.
Oh, well, I've got Pure Chat just blowing up over here. But if you onboard with any of our guys before midnight tonight, you are going to get a free booster. And Michael, you should have came over and grabbed. I know you're in Newberry tonight, so he couldn't do it. So if he was,
I was about to say, does Michael have cake? Did Callie make that cake again?
Callie, if you're watching, come over and bring us some cake.
Oh, Callie, that cake.
That cake is off the hook. But so make sure you do that. You got 2 hours to do that. Make sure you do that. Check back with us by the end of the month. We are going to announce our conference. We'll have another podcast next week. Members, if you got questions that didn't get on tonight, but you want me to address live on a podcast, make sure you send it in to Reagan, because you know what your members are looking for. You know what questions that they need answered. We'd be more than happy to answer those for you. Okay. And do we have anything? I'm sort of buying time because
I don't think so. I think we're wrapping up here.
Okay. So, this was episode 338, and if you want to enroll, go to terrywilson3.com/enroll. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...